You're listening to Radio Diaries.
Testing 1 2 1 2.
Hi, this is Tembi.
Let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Randy Cooper.
My name is Amanda.
They call me Weasel.
This is Christelle.
Hi, this is Laura.
And I'm Joe Richmond. This is the Radio Diaries podcast. As always, if you're a fan of our work, please consider making a donation at radiodiaries.org. Frankie Luchuk grew up in Mentone, Alabama, near Lookout Mountain. He was 16 when I met him in 1996. One thing I remember from back then is every December, Frankie's family would put up a huge Christmas light display. It filled the yard, spread all over the outside of their house. It was the kind of display people pay to see. The thing was, they lived at the end of a long dirt road, in the middle of nowhere. They didn't care that nobody would ever drive by to visit. There are two more things to know about Frankie. Number one, back when he was 16, probably the most important thing in Frankie's life was his black 1976 Coupe de Ville Cadillac. That car was a supporting actor in Frankie's first diary. Number two, the only thing Frankie cared about as much as his Cadillac was football. In high school, Frankie was a really good player on a really bad team. Here is Frankie's second teenage diary.
It is Wednesday evening, about 6:30. Just got home from football practice. I'm tired. I still got to get me a shower. Yeah. Tell him to call me back and ask who it is. Excuse me. That was a telephone ringing. Sorry about that. Girls call my house all the time.
Boy, you lie like a rug, brother.
You don't know, Dad. Shut up. He came here and said, boy, you lie. He don't know. And anyways, like I was saying, what was I saying to you here? Oh, our team's called the Valleyhead Tigers. We're purple and gold. And then there's the pictures of our team. That's me, right in the middle of everybody, number 44. When I first got to Valleyhead, I was in the seventh grade. I was real little. Probably weighed 75 pounds. Every day used to pick on me all the time, you know. They picked on me and beat the crap out of me every day. People always used to make fun of me and do this and do that. And then one day, my ninth grade year, I decided to play football. Went out and I was good, and they was like, who is this boy? Where'd he come from? Yeah, football's the main sport in school. You got all these people coming to watch you and cheering your name in the crowd. At school, I can't go around the hall without somebody touching me and saying, hey, Frankie, you know, good luck tonight. I mean, it's just crazy. I can't believe everybody likes me as much as they do. It's like the old me was dead and then I was born again or something.
The Tigers, they're going to knock him, rock him, sock him, kill him.
Yeah.
Go get him, 44.
Man, Dad, don't embarrass me.
Are you ready?
Okay. He just sitting on the porch with his guitar. And he started singing and I was laughing my butt off.
Oh, you ready for some football? Way down in Alabama.
My dad, he never did anything, you know, that was good in high school. He quitted school and never graduated. His dad quit, and his dad before quit, and I'll be the first Luchuk on my dad's side of the family to ever graduate from high school. And so he's kind of proud of me.
There you got Frankie Luchuk. He's number 44. If you mess with that man, he's gonna blow you out the door. We are the Tigers, the mighty Tigers. We're from Valleyhead. That's good, girls.
And as soon as you step and see that football field, it's all changes. It's like, I don't know how to explain the feeling, but you ain't nervous no more. You're ready to just go do it. This year I'm playing tailback, I'm running the football, and on defense I'm playing inside linebacker again. And I mean, Fife was good. I was like, oh gosh. And right about 2 minutes before halftime in the second quarter, it was still 6-0. And I was like, hey guys, y'all keep y'all's heads up. We can play with these guys. We can beat Fife. You know, we were all fired up and thought we could beat them. Well, they beat us 34-0. They shut us out. I mean, it's just the first game. You got 9 more to go. In English class, there's this poster of a kid running the football. And it says, "The power to win must come from within." And every day I walk in class and read that over and over. And every day I walk in there, I'll look at it. I'll think that's me running the ball, and I'll drift off in the football land like I'm watching a movie in my head of the football game. I mean, I'm failing that class right now because I'm in football land every day. And she'll like Bella go over, "Frankie, get out of football land." She says that in front of everybody. We got our first report card, and I'm not a good grade student, but this 6 weeks, I only had 2 Ds. I had a 65 and a 67, which a 67's a high D, but which I'm going to do better. I'm going to try not to have any Ds. It's just that when during football season, it's hard to concentrate on your grades when you practice till dark and get home tired, sweaty, don't feel like doing your homework. Sorry, it's been a few weeks since I talked to you. I've been real busy. I don't know. It's just been rough week, you know. It's just been a rough season. 4 games in a row we got shut out. Second game we got killed 30-something to nothing. Third game 28-0 against Sandrock. Fourth game against Cedar Bluff, they beat us 35-0. I mean, I hate losing. I mean, I just hate losing, but it builds you up in character and it makes you a better person. Our coach told us that, so I don't know. I guess he's talking about, like, even if we get beat and we're still playing, it makes us a better person. I don't know what he meant by that, but he's the one that said that.
Anybody can beat anybody else any given game. When you believe you got a chance to win and you don't give up, you're right.
Coach Brown, well, he's a monster. I don't mean fat or anything. He's just really muscular and tall. Got blonde hair. He's kind of red-complected. He talks with a loud voice because I think he can't hear in one ear. I mean, when he talks to you, it's loud.
You get up there at the line, and you got to have your heads up tight ends. And their corners are not as good as ours. Their safety's not as good as ours. They're not. I'm telling you right now.
Coach Brown said everybody can be beaten on a certain day. And at the end he wrote, "No more excuses." And everybody read that. No more excuses.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
We get in all circle, hold hands and say a prayer. We go out and we play.
Here we go.
Let's go, baby.
Go, baby, go.
It's a cold, cold night over here in Section, Alabama.
Let's go, Valleyhead.
And here we go. Ball goes to number 24, Section. He picks it up. He's got blockers. Oh, and he gets smothered at about the 30. There he is.
My brother Johnny, he did one game play-by-play. Talked like a guy on the radio.
Section goes for a pass. Oh, and it's deflected by the Tigers. So the Tigers have forced Section to punt.
Last 4 minutes in the game, and the ball got kicked to me, and I picked it up. I busted outside, and I ran back a 83-yard touchdown. And that's my first touchdown ever scored. And the crowd was hollering like we just won the national championship, and we were too. We won our first game. On the way back home from the bus, a few of us. Going through the middle of town, and then me and my friend Josh Shelton, he's a preacher's son too. He stuck his behind out the window and mooned somebody, and then I did it with him. And little did we know, the next day we got called to the office to talk to the principal. The principal was sitting through the Crystal's drive-thru there and seen us with our butts out the window.
You want to do a video?
Yeah, put it in, Mama.
You've watched it about 20 times since football games.
Football film.
I cannot watch it anymore.
Every game my mom brings our camcorder, every game she does, that way, and when I get home, I can watch it. And I bet you I watched it for 2 hours. I just kept rewinding it and watching it, like, yeah, there I am, Mom, look. I stop and cut up right here. One man to beat. Touchdown.
Sounded like I was ready to cry. I was so happy.
Man, I love that play. I can watch it 1,000 times.
What'd they say to you about me when I was running?
Said you did cartwheels and jumped 10 feet in the air.
I did. I ran up and down the bleachers and was flipping out. I was really happy. That was our first
game that we scored in.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
This year, me and my mom, our relationship's changed completely. I mean, she got liking football and it's brought us closer together. That game we won was an area game, and you play 3 area games a year. We play Cedar Bluff, Galesville, and Collinsville. If you win 2 out of the 3, you go to the state playoffs. So if we win, we're in the playoffs. Last year, we didn't win any of our area games, so I don't know what it's like to go to the playoffs. We'll get to take a big charter bus down state in Alabama. You know, one that's got them reclinable seats and TVs and bathrooms in it. We'll be on one of those things, so... Yeah, this is the most important game of the whole season right here. I mean, that's all on the line. We had to play Collinsville, and they're picked to beat us by 2 touchdowns in the paper. So we come out fired up, ready to play them as serious as can be. And we go in and play good with them all the way to the 4th quarter. And 1 quarter to go, and it's 8-8. The best game we've played all year, most exciting game. And Combs got the ball with 3 minutes left to go, and we were getting tired. And they drove down for like 30 seconds in the game, and then Combs scores on us. So that they beat us. And I was crying my eyes out, and Mark was sitting over there, he was bawling. I seen one of the seniors bawling. Josh Shelton was bawling his eyes out. So that's how close a game we play to being in the state playoffs.
We did a good job with that. And you know, that was the thing. You know, we lost. Did some real good things. You can't ask for it any better than that.
Coach Brown, he told us we played our hearts out. He said, all this getting down, we shouldn't be getting down. But he understands how we feel because he's been in our position before. He just told us that he feels sorry for the guys that ain't going to be there next year, because next year he said he'll guarantee we're going to be in the state playoffs. He tells us that he's proud of all the seniors that came out. He said that for 2 hours. I mean, he's like, I want to say one more time that I'm glad the seniors came out. And then he'd say, I want to say one more time the seniors this. I was like, come on, coach, I just want to go home. Forget about the season. This football season went so fast, I can't believe it. Goes by quicker than you think. I mean, I don't even want to graduate next year. I'm only in the 11th grade, and I'm already thinking about that last game next year when I walk out on that field, the last game of the season. Them 2 quarters will be the most hardest I've ever played. And after the game, I'll probably just go out the 50-yard line and just sit there. I'll probably be the last one off the field. Just to sit there and think, you know, well, this is it for Valley Head.
There's another verse.
Oh, there is? All right. You ready?
Okay. Next year, I'm going to play my hardest every game. We're going to turn things around.
You know, because all these years I've played basketball when I was little and baseball and football, never been on a winning team. But all that losing is going to pay off.
Next year is going to be the season for Valley Head.
Oh, you rock them, shock them, knock them, kill them. That's what we're going to do down in Valley Head. We are the Tigers, the mighty Tigers. Woo! Look, you got Frankie Luchuk. He's number 44. If you mess with that man, he's gonna blow you out the door. The back door, that is. You got Coach Brown, Kyle Freeman, Chad Mosier. Woo! That's the Tigers. We are the Tigers. The mighty Tigers, we're from Valley Head. Look here. All right. Woo! Woo! Power,
set, power. Frankie's Diary originally aired on NPR in 1997 as part of our Teenage Diaries series. We're working with Frankie again on a brand new story about his life now, at the age of 32.
Catching up on my life now, I got in some trouble, and I can talk about that later, but... Other than the trouble the last 16 years, nothing's really changed except my age. I got my wife with a baby coming, and I'm going to be a daddy. We're going to have a little girl, and we're going to name her Shelby Crimson Luchuk. Crimson Tide? Yeah, it's Alabama's football team. Shelby Crimson Luchuk.
You'll hear more from Frankie in our series Teenage Diaries Revisited. It airs on NPR in May. The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. If you enjoy our work, please consider making a donation. Just go to radiodiaries.org and click donate. I'm Joe Richmond. Thanks for listening.